Yeah, Catherine, there's a public consultation happening on the 10th of this month, which is Thursday, which is important for everyone in Cairn Donnell, the general community, the businesses, and the general whole area of Cairn Donnell, because, you know, the Rural Regeneration Programme is a very big programme with quite a substantial pot of money to avail of, and we're lucky that, you know, the council now is working very, very closely with a number of groups here in Cairn to try and get a project done for Cairn, quite a big project, and which will be immense for the town, which will really regenerate the town. And we're just looking for as many people from the general public to come and see what's going to happen, get their opinions, get their to see what they think of what the proposals are for the town. I think it's important that people do engage now on Thursday. Now, you have to book prior to appointment because of the COVID regulations, that only a certain number of people can be on at a given time. So you have to register to be there and to get in, you'll be given a time to attend. But I think it's very, very important for Cairn Donnell. It's a major step. It's a major opportunity for the town. It's a major opportunity here for North Innishowen to get a very, very big project here in Cairn Donnell.
One of the key aims of the project is to repurpose vacant or derelict buildings. I'm sure from your perspective and the council's perspective, they'd be eager to get in touch with maybe people who own these derelict buildings within the town centre to see what plans they have for them, or even if, you know, they're willing to sell it on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole idea of the Rural Regeneration Programme. And I suppose I've been critical of the programme up to date that it hasn't... You know, we haven't here, especially in the Shone, you know, over the last number of years, to get a chance to get a decent project and get to be part of that. And I think now is the opportunity. We have a great opportunity in Cairn to do that. And I think that, you know, as you say, the properties that are derelict at the minute within the town that are sort of stand out with when you're driving through the town, those type of properties are a great opportunity now for this scheme to, you know, regenerate those properties, redo something with them. Get something started within the town and start to vitally rebuild the centres, rebuild the amount of people that's coming into the town, and it'll be a knock-on effect for all the businesses in the town and a knock-on effect to all the businesses in the Shone.